Okay, so we're on Daf Pei Gimel tonight. We go over the Mishnah on Pei Beis, and then we'll go over some lines in the Gemara, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, so in the Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, "Hamagarish at Ishto va'amar lo harayim uter l'chol adam el l'ploni." If a person, let's say Yaakov, divorces his wife Rachel, and he says to Rachel, "You're permissible to everybody, except for Ploni." Reb Lezer Matir v'Chachamim Oshrim. So Reb Lezer permits her to marry anybody except for Ploni. I'm going back to the Mishnah Pei Beis Amud Aleph, or whatever you need to do. V'Chachamim Oshrim. The Chachamim prohibit. The Chachamim hold it's not a good divorce. So Ketzad Yaseh. So according to the Chachamim, what should a person do to effectuate the divorce? Yitlenu Heimena v'Yasuv Yitnenala. He should take the divorce back from the wife and give it back to her again. V'Yomarla and say to her, you're permissible to everybody. I'm going back to the Mishnah Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Now, Kitavo B'Tocho, if he wrote that language inside the text of the get, even though he went back and then he erased it, that's Pasul. All right, now, the Gemara has, in the first line of the Gemara, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Yibailuhu Hayela Hutu U'Almanadhu. So the Gemara has a question. It's an unusual turn of phrase in the Mishnah. He says, you're permissible to everybody except for Ploni. Does that mean, is that what it means? Or does it mean, you're muter l'chol adam on the Tanai that you don't marry Ploni? If you marry Ploni, then you're not muter to anybody. Those are the kemtas in the Gemara. Okay, so now, then the Gemara later on, the Gemara, this is six lines from the bottom on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Shmamina Chutzu, Shmamina. So the Gemara takes it, at least this Gemara initially takes it, that he meant Chutz. Okay, turn to Pei Beis Amud Beis, and then the Gemara has, on line 5, line 4 and 5 on Pei Beis, page 164, Pei Beis Amud Beis 82b, so the Gemara says, Umanithnu Kimdaba Chutz, if the Mishnah is going with the idea of Chutz, in other words, you're divorced from everybody except for Reuven, my Tamid Reb Lezer. What's the reason for Reb Lezer who holds that that's a good get? Amar B'yana Mishum Zakein Echad, Amar Kro B'yatzami Beitoval Chavai Tel Ishacher, that she'll leave house A and go to house B. In other words, she's divorced from A and then going to B. Afil Lo Itira El Ishacher Harizu Megureshet. So they read Reb Lezer on the sense of Psukim, even if husband A divorced her and only was ma to her to B, she's divorced. So even if she's just muter to one person, she's divorced. Then v'rabanan ha'ish l'chol ish v'ish. That has to be everybody. Now, and then two more lines in the Gemara, one Pei Beis, I'm basing all over from yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yochanan amar, tam is Reb Lezer mihacha. Yochanan says the reason for a blazer is as follows, v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu, that a Kohen can't marry a grusha. He says, "Afilu nigarsha elami isha nifsal min kuhuna." Even if she was just divorced from her husband, she's possible from the kuhuna. Ama habigita. In other words, I see that even a get that you're just divorced from me and not from anybody else, that's a get. Okay, so we have two reasons for the Tana Reb Lezer. Okay, let's go to Pei Beis Amud Beis now. Five lines from the bottom on page 164. Five lines from the bottom. Pei Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Abaye poses the following question. Amarla harayat muter l'chol adam chutz me Reuven v'Shimon. Let's say a person said, you're permissible to everybody in the world except for Reuven and Shimon. V'chazar ba'amarla l'Reuven v'Shimon. And then he says to her, and you're permissible to Reuven and Shimon. In other words, he doesn't give her the get yet. In other words, he has the get. He says, you're muter to everybody except for Reuven and Shimon. And then he says, you're permissible to Reuben and Shimon. What? That's what it means. Okay. So he says, Mahu. So what's, you did this yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mahu. So how did you learn Pshat yesterday? Okay. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi Amrinan, my da asar share. So should we say, in other words, initially he says you're permissible to everybody except for Reuben and Shimon. And then he says you're permissible to Reuben and Shimon. So is he just increasing the number of people she's permissible? So it's just, like they said, it's just getting larger. Is that the shot? Odilma, my da'aser shari, my da'aser. Or maybe he meant everything's getting flipped over. Maybe he meant now all the people that were permissible before are now prohibited. Now you're only permissible through Reuben and Shimon. Imtim Salomar, and if you would conclude, we're on the top line of Pei Gimel Min Aleph. Imtim Salomar, if you would conclude, Mai the Asar Shari, so he's increasing the number of people who are permissible. So Reuven Mao, what if he says you're permissible to Reuven? He says Reuven who is in the Shimon. Did he mean Reuven and also Shimon? By the common Reuven, Mishum de Patach Bay. In other words, he's saying first he says you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven and Shimon. Then he says you're permissible to Reuven. Did he mean it's a group? It's Reuven and Shimon. That's the pair. Odilma Reuven Dafka, or maybe just only Reuven. Imtim Salomar. And if you conclude Reuven Davka, that he meant only Reuven, so he says you're permissible to Reuven and everybody except Reuven and Shimon. Then he says you're permissible to Reuven and just Reuven. So the Shimon Ma, what if he says you're permissible to Shimon? The Shimon who had in the Reuven, does Shimon imply and also Reuven? Behind the cover of Shimon, Mishum de Salak Mine. Did he say Shimon? That was the last thing he had mentioned. So he's saying Shimon, but it's like short form. Odilma the Shimon Dafka, maybe just Shimon alone. So by Rav Ashi, okay, so that Gemara doesn't answer. Now by Rav Ashi, Af le Shimon Mao. What if he says you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven and Shimon, and then he says you're permissible even to Shimon? Is it Af a Reuven Kai? Does Af mean and Reuven as well? And it was even Shimon. Does it mean in addition to Reuven? Odilma Afa Alma Kai, or mean in addition to everybody else in the world? Take him. So the Gemara isn't able to resolve that. Okay, who's the question comes to us? Anything we did so far? No. Husband is in the driver's seat. The husband is giving the divorce. So the husband can set certain, according to Chamim, he can't have limitations on it. But according to the Tana Reb Lezer, he could. So let's say he has a limitation with it. So then that's what we're trying to figure out. That's what we're trying to divvy up. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. So we're on line 6 in the Gemara. So again, just for what?
Yeah, we did it
yesterday. Oh, you got up to here. Okay, who did yesterday? Okay, so I wasn't sure if I figured I would do it. Okay, so now we said in the Mishnah that according to Tana Reb Lezer, the person can say, you're muter to everybody in the world, except for Reuven. Let's say Yaakov would be the husband. He says, you're muter to everybody in the world except for Reuven. So, and the Chamim disagree with him. So Tana Rabbanan, and we learned two rayas for the Tana Reb Lezer. So Tana Rabbanan, the Harp Kiratosh Reb Lezer, after the death of Tana Reb Lezer, please everybody mute themselves in Zoom land. Nechnesu Arbaz Kenim Lahashiva Tvarag. So four Kenim came in to rebut his position after he was no longer alive. Elohein, and here the four Kenim, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lazar Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Those are the four Chachamim. There's a whole question, at least Rabbi Leibowitz was just talking about, when the Gemara has like an order, is that in the order of like importance? And is it saying Rabbi Yossi Haglili is the eldest of those four or not? Anyway, so I think he said Tosfos rejects it, and it's Eich Kesaychen on the side, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. So he says, Nen and Rabbi Tarfon Va'amar. So Rabbi Tarfon, so Rashi here explains Nen as the eighth narrow line of Rashi. Nen Herim Kolo. He raises his voice. He says, Kol Ania to the Torah Haramat Kolu. He. And whoever says Ania means like to raise a voice. I don't know what it's raising voice, but Nen and Rabbi Tarfon Va'amar, Harisha Halchazu, Beniseit Lachib Shozet. Let's say Yaakov is husband number one. Yaakov says, And according to Tana Reb Lezer, he'd say you're divorced, and to everyone except for Reuven. Let's say his wife, who's Rachel, she goes and she marries Shimon, which is Reuven's brother. Let's say so. Harei shehalcha v'nisit lachiv shalzeh shenezralav who made below banim, and then Shimon dies without any children from Rachel. Will it not have emerged that Yaakov, husband number one, is in effect uprooting a mitzvah from the Torah? In other words, he's creating, in other words, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, he could say, you're divorced from everybody except for Reuven. You're permissible to everybody in the world except for Reuven. And we said it could be Chutz, or it might be Al Tanai, but we'll see. Over here, Rabbi Tarfon is trying to slug that svara up. He says, let's say she marries Shimon, who's the brother of Reuven. Then Shimon dies without children with him and Rachel. So then she would normally be up to Yibum for Reuven, but Reuven she can't marry. So Linus says, Oker and Davar Ben HaTorah. Will it not have emerged that Yaakov, husband number one, is Oker and Davar Ben HaTorah? So he doesn't think that he can have a get, which is going to, that's his proof. He's deducing, doesn't think the Torah anticipates that you're going to have a get, which can be Oker and Davar Ben HaTorah. We'll have questions on each one of the Shitot, and the Gemara will analyze each one. Let's wait 2 minutes. Alamadatash in Zekritah. We've seen that that's not considered to be a divorce. Let's look at Rashi on the 10th hour line. Shein Zekritah, Amura B'Torah. So Amra Torah Kritah Oker Davar Ben HaTorah. The Torah never says a Kritah that's going to be Oker Davar Ben HaTorah. Okay, now back in the Gemara. Nene Rav Yosef Lili Ba'amar. Rav Yosef Lili spoke up and said, this is, again, question number two. Heichan Matzino Asur Lazeh U'mutar Lazeh. Where do we ever see, and the Gemara will have questions on each one, and let's chill out. He says, where do we ever see that somebody is Asur to this person and Mutar to that person? Or something is prohibited to this and permissible to that? Ta'asur Asur Lakol. In other words, the way Rabbi Levis was saying, let's see, a pig. Pig is prohibited to everybody. But mutar, mutar lakol. It was mutar, mutar everybody. Halamadata she'ein zekritah. So he doesn't think that that's logical, that that would work, the way that Rabbi Lezer wants to say. Okay, that's question number two. Question number three. Nene Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah va'amar. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah spoke up and said, kritah devar korei beino lebeino. Kritah means that, you know, there's no more connection between the two of them. Halamadata she'ein zekritah. So here, he's holding on to her because he says, you know, you're divorced, but you can't marry Reuven. Okay, that's question number three. Okay, question number four, which is going to have two parts. Nina Rabbi Akiva Amar, Harisha Halcha Zu, Venisit Lachav and Ashok. Let's say, again, Yaakov is husband number one. Rachel is his wife. Then Yaakov gives Rachel this divorce that you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven. So Harisha Halcha Zu, Venisit Lachav and Ashok. She marries somebody Zvulun. And then she has children with Zvulun, Benit Armala Onit Garsha, and then she's widowed or divorced. And then she marries, at that point she marries Reuven. So again, Yaakov gave her that you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven. But she went ahead and she married Zvulun, and they had kids. They had a happy life, and then she got widowed, either Zvulun died or divorced her. And now she goes and marries Reuven. So he says, we want to come out that her children was Zvulun or Mamzer. So the Gemara is going to explain, we don't know this yet, and we must be patient, that he's holding within this answer that it's Al Tanai. In other words, that he says, this is your get on condition that you don't marry Reuven. You marry Reuven, you're not divorced from me. So that's what she did. So please. All right. Sorry, I don't know who was making the noise, but they're quiet now, okay? Please, everybody keep themselves muted, okay? So he says, so again, Yaakov gives her a get. The get says, you're divorced from me, and you're permitted to everybody on condition you never marry Reuven. So she marries Zvulun, has kids, Zvulun dies, and then she marries Reuven. So it'll come out, retroactively, that her kids from Zvulun are Mamzerim. So he says, chill out for 2 minutes, okay? Halamanata she'ein zekritah. So the Gemara says that for that reason, she'ein zekritah. Let's look at Rashi around the 20th narrow line. She'ein zekritah. Lo amra Torah kritah amevi at Yisraeli deep soul. In other words, we don't think that the Torah says get kritah is going to be a situation which could work out in a scenario that is going to bring people to be mamzerus. Okay, the baracher. Now Rabbi Akiva has two questions, so we don't know this yet. The Gemara is going to explain. The first question is going on the idea that Reb Lezer says Amanat, and the second is going with Chutz. In other words, we had a question when he says Ella Leploni, does that mean Amanat, that you don't marry Ploni, or does it mean Chutz mi Ploni? So Devar Acher is going Chutz. So Devar Acher, let's say, again, Yaakov is married to Rachel, and he says, whatever you do, you can marry anybody except for Reuven. Reuven in this example is a Kohen. Umeit Hamagarish. And then, so after Yaakov gives Rachel the get, and it says, you can marry, you're mutar to everybody except for Reuven, then Reuven dies. I mean, Yaakov dies. Yeah. So in other words, she got a get from Yaakov. Now Yaakov is gestor ben gevurah. She says, lo nimset almana etzlo, ugrusha etzel kol adam. So will it not have emerged that vis-a-vis the whole world, she's a grusha, but vis-a-vis this Reuven, she's almana? Right? again, Yaakov gives her a get. And he says, you're mutet to everybody except for Reuven. So now, vis-a-vis the world, she's a grusha. And Reuven's a Kohen. Vis-a-vis the world, she's a grusha. Then Yaakov dies. Now, vis-a-vis Reuven, now she's an almana. Right? Okay, let's just chill out. Okay, she's an almana. So he says, almana is still grusha, it's kuladam, but kabbal chomer. Now, he wants to say the fact that she was a grusha by everybody else would in and of itself asa her on Reuven. Reuven's a Kohen. So the fact that she's a grusha to 99% to the people of the world, so she's prohibited on marrying Reuven. He says, the Kavachomer. So he wants it's a Kavachomer. In other words, if I'm a grusha to some people, I'm a grusha to everybody. So he wants to say, if I'm a grusha, I'm a grusha to everybody. So if I'm an Eish at Eish to some people, I'm an Eish at Eish to everybody. He says, the Kavachomer. He says, my grusha, she kala asur b'shvil tzad gevrushin shabbat. In other words, initially, she's a grusha to 99% of the people in the world, but then she's a grusha also by extension to Reuven. In other words, she has a chaloshem of grusha. Now, grusha is just an Easter lav for a Kohen, but it extends over to him. So he wants to say, Eishet Eish, Shehi Chamura, Lo Kol Shekein. So Eishet Eish, in other words, he's plugging up Reb Leizer's opinion. So if Rachel isn't vis-a-vis Reuven, is an Eishet Eish. In other words, vis-a-vis Reuven, she can never marry him. So this is Eish to Eish. She should be an Eish to Eish to everybody in the world as well. In other words, just like I say, Grusha to some is Grusha to everybody. Eish to Eish to some is Eish to Eish to everybody. And Kavakomer is Eish to Eish is more Chamor. He says, Halamata Shein Zekritut. So that's his Kasha against Rav Lezer. Okay, now three more lines and we'll pause and we'll take some questions. Okay, Amar Lan Rabbi Yeshua. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshua says, and remember, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are contemporaries. I've mentioned this before. They're the two that take Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai out of Yerushalayim. And if you remember, Rabbi Yeshua puts Rabbi Lezer into Cherem, right, in Bav Metzia. So it says, Amar Lahem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said to the Chachamim, Emeshivin and Ari Lecharmoto. We can't ask Kashas on the lion after his death. In other words, he's not around anymore, right? Is they have this in law also, right? Bringing evidence, like when you have a dead person, very tricky. So, in secular law, that is. Dead man statute. That's it. Michael's a shtickle lawyer already. Okay, he hangs out with a lawyer so much, he became a shtickle lawyer, right? It's like
I left myself muted, but see, that's the benefits of being in person.
It's like a dienst by a Rav can always pass in shilas. What does that mean? A servant in a rabbi's house can also pass in shilas, which I don't agree with, but that's an expression. Anyway, so he says here, so Amar Lahen Rabbi Yeshua. He says, "Ein meshivin and arila karmoto." We don't ask kashas after somebody when he's no longer alive. So, you know, Rabbi Libus is talking today, like we say, "Yachid rabbi malachid karabim." So he was quoting. I think the Ramban wants to say that it's only if the rabbim knew the shitas of yachid. If the rabbim never knew the shitas of yachid, then it's not necessarily true that we pass them like the rabbim. In other words, if they knew about the opinion, they rejected it. But the point is, he says, "Amarava." Kulu itlu pircha. Rabbi says each one of these kashas has a pircha, a question against it. Labar min Rabbi Lazar, it's like pircha, except for Rabbi Lazar, he's doesn't have a pircha. Tani nami hachi am Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Lazar Mazari meet the Rekulan. So Rabbi Yosi, I think Rabbi Lazar Mazari's point was the strongest of all of them. And Rabbi Lazar Mazari said, "Priest of the bar koy ben elubina." Okay, let's just think what we did. We're going to take down all these opinions slowly and ask and analyze each one of them. So we said the Tana Reb Lezer holds that you could divorce a woman and she's muter to everybody in the world except for one person. That's what the Tana Reb Lezer holds. And we had two rayas for him. Either it was because of Yatsami Tobal Kata Lishacher, even if he's only mater her to one person, that's the way that Reb Lezer learned to psukim. Or it says, Yisha Grusha Mi Yisha Lo Yikaka, that she's a Chaloshem of Grusha, even if she's divorced from one person. So each one of these chachamim asks questions against him. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
My question is to Michael Frank. I want to know, in his expert work, when he used the dead man statute.
What do you want to know?
When in your cases did they use the dead man statute?
Oh, wrongful death. They try to say what the lady wants. What, you know, very, very common.
All right.
The patient's dead.
And now they're saying what happened or what went on.
All right. Okay. All right. There you got the answer. All right. So you get the little bit of like secular law and the halachic law here. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. All right. We're on the fifth, sixth very wide line on Pei Gimel Aleph, 83A on the sixth very wide line. Okay. Well, the Gemara is going to ask questions against each one. We'll see.
Yeah, because
we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask. Okay, the Gemara is going to have that question. Did you hear today's daf already or not?
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara is going to have that question. Okay, now, so Amar Mar, everybody have the place? Amar Mar, then there will be Tarfon of Amar. So it's going to repeat the question and then ask questions on the question. Amar Mar, then there will be Tarfon of Amar. Haresh Nahalkazu, Nisit Lachiv Shalzeh Shenezralav. So again, Rabbi Tarfon's question was, if Yaakov divorces Rachel and says, you're permissible to everybody in the world except for Reuven, let's say Rachel goes and marries Shimon, who's Reuven's brother, who made Lo Banim, and then Shimon dies without children. Lo Nimsis Oker Debar Min HaTorah, will it have not emerged that Yaakov is uprooting a mitzvah in the Torah? Because now Reuven can't do the mitzvah of Yibam with her because she's probably one of the Arayot. So the Gemara says, Oker, and he says, Yaakov? In other words, is he uprooting somebody from the Torah? Even though he's divorced her, he's not like uprooting is like you know, affirmatively Oker Dabar Min HaTorah. He didn't tell her to marry this, he didn't do that. He didn't know how's the Oker. Ella Matnela Kor Dabar Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says he made a stipulation which is going to result in being Oker Dabar Min HaTorah. So Matne, you mean a stipulation? Nikamar La Lo Sagila Lo Misva Leila Huadu Gavra. Did he say to the wife, you know, I want you to marry Shimon. There's a zillion guys in the world. You didn't tell her to marry Shimon, you know, and create this whole situation. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Gorim, Lakor Dabar Min HaTorah. He was Gorim. He was a causative factor that somebody will be Neakor. Gorim, he's Gorim. Ella Miata Barachiv Lo Yisa, Shemin Yamut Belo Banim. And it's a Gorim Lakor Dabar Min HaTorah. If that's Gorim, the Oker Dabar Min HaTorah, the person should never marry his niece, because if he marries the niece, and then they don't have children, and then he dies. So he's causing his brother cannot do Yibum with his daughter. He says, so Hainu Pirchus. So the Gemara says that's the Kasha against this line of argument. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, again, so Rebbe, this is Rebbe Tarfon's argument was that, you know, if we allow this type of divorce, according to Lezer, you know, to have full force and effect, want to result in being Oker Dabar Min HaTorah. He says, it's not Oker, it's so indirect. You know, you didn't tell him marry this, it's so remote. But even if you say it's Gorim to be Oker Dabar Min HaTorah, so you can tell somebody he can't marry his niece because, and that the way Rabbi Lewis is saying is sometimes preferred marriage, because he might die without children and then his brother, you know, can't do Yibam with her. No, so it's not Oker Dabar Min HaTorah. Who am I? So the Gemara says, what case are we understanding with Reb Lezer? Elaim of a chutz. If he said, chutz, in other words, if he says, you can marry anybody except for Reuven. We're going back to not the niece, the Reuven case. So, except for Reuven. Mishra Shari Reb Lezer. But then once she marries Shimon, all bets are off. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Motor Reb Lezer, Garsh of Ishto, Reb Lezer concedes that it means the Chamim hold, it's never a good get. But in other words, he agrees that there's no limitation on this. If a man, Yaakov, divorces his wife, Rachel, says you're permitted to everybody except for Reuven, and then she goes and marries Shimon, and then Shimon, she's widowed or divorced from Shimon, then all bets are off. In other words, he says, you're permissible to everybody in the world except for Reuven. And then she marries somebody else. So once she marries somebody else, that's the end of the connection with him. That's the whole thing. It's all gone at that point in time. Ella ba'almanat. So within the shita of the Tana, Rabbi Tarfon, you have to say Rabbi Tarfon is understanding that he's saying almanat. In other words, he made a stipulation. He says, this is your get on condition that you never marry Reuven. And then if she ever marries Reuven, yeah, that stipulation will survive. And so that's what we're talking about with that. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on what we said up till now? Yes, what's up? Which? Yeah, he's doing based on Svara. In other words, if I say you're permissible to everybody in the world except for A, and then she marries somebody else, so then she, B then she did that, and now there's no more connection between her and Yaakov. In other words, that's it. That's Gemarnu. That we're finished now married to be. Okay. Well, let's get back in the world. With Almanato, that's something that survives. Okay, now back in the Gemara. Okay, now Reb Nene Reb Yosef around 15 lines from the bottom on page Gimel Manal 83a. Nene Reb Yosef Lili Ba'amar. This is question number two. Where do we ever see that something is prohibited to one person, permissible to another? Well, she's permitted to everybody, but prohibited to Reuven. Asura Surlakol. If you it's Chazer, so Chazer is prohibited to everybody. But it's not kosher meat, it's permissible to everybody. Below, you can't have, this is what Michael was saying, you can't have prohibited and permissible for a truma but kachim. What about truma and kachim? Shasur lezeh. So truma and kachim, if you're not a kohen, is prohibited to you. Umuter lezeh. So we do have things that are prohibited to some, not to others. So the Easter kaimrinan. So the machshin, which is Rabbi Yosef Lili, is saying when it comes to marital relations, I don't see astral lezeh, umuter lezeh. That's what I want to say. Well, let's be patient till we get to the end of the sugya. Then I'll open up the floor. Then you have all your questions and comments, okay? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I have arayot, in other words, prohibited sexual relations. So the woman, you know, is A's sister and not B's sister. She's prohibited for this and permissible for that. So be'ishut karmina means when it comes to being married. In other words, the woman, you know, as a result of, you know, that you know, not erva, but she can marry A, she can marry B. What about like a married woman? She's prohibited to everybody in the world, and she's permissible to her husband. So I know pircha. So the Gemara says that's the kasha. Like the Rabbi said that they will have pirchas against them, and that's a pircha against this was Rabbi Yosef Lili. Now uvamai. Now how does Rabbi Yosef Lili understand the Tana Rabbi Lezer's opinion? Ilayim ba almanah. If he's under the impression that Rabbi Lezer says this is your get almanah on condition that you never marry Reuven. So she's not, you know, asur lezen and permissible to this. In other words, there is a root. In other words, let's say the husband says, this is your get on condition that you never marry Reuven. On condition you never marry Reuven. So she could be mizane with Reuven and would not violate the terms of the condition. It's not a good thing, and that's not great. But that the tie was on condition you don't marry him. So it's not asur lezeh. So the fact that Rabbi Yosef Lili says, where do we ever see, in other words, the linchpin of Rabbi Yosef Lili's question is, where do we ever see asur to this and permissible to this? But if he understood it at Almanat, so it's not asur, even on Reuven necessarily. In other words, Tom's knows it is, but not more him than anybody else. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Ela b'chutz. So he understands it. He understood that Rabbi Lezer was going with chutz. Okay? So, Again, we had a machloket how to understand the opinion of the Tana Reb Lezer when he says Harei Mutar L'Kol Adam Ella, you know, L'Ploni is that Chutz or Almanat. So the Gemara is narrowing. How did each one understand what he said? In other words, this question: how does each Tana understand? That's all. We're just clarifying. So the first opinion he understood it. The first opinion was that it was Almanat, right? That's what we said. And second is b'chutz, okay? No. I say you're mutera to everybody except for Reuven. So at all, yeah, except for Reuven, right? The other is almanat. You don't marry Reuven. I say you're mutera to everybody. Chutz from Reuven means you can't have any relations. And it was the first way is you're mutera to you're terrible call adam. Almanat on condition that you never marry Reuven. So if she has relations with him after marriage, then. Second way is Harayat Muter L'Kol Adam Chutz Min Reuven. Okay, so back in the Gemara. Okay, now question number three with Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, I think, is passing over Blazim and Azariah, who's the one that we've liked, okay? So Nene Rabbi Akiva Ba'amar. Now Rabbi Akiva has two different questions, and we'll come see he goes it in the alternative. If it's Almanat, one is B'chutz. Nina Rabbi Kiva Amar, Resha Halchazu, Venisait Lachad Menashuk, Bayula Banim, and it's Armelon at Garsha. So Rabbi Kiva says, let's say Yaakov divorces Rachel, and then Rachel goes and marries, you know, Zvulun, whatever, and she has kids, or she's, and then she's widowed or divorced. But I'm the Bnei Seit Lezesh in Israel. Then she goes and she marries Reuven at that point in time. Lo nimsa get batel ben emam zeirin. So we don't not come out that the kids from with Zvulun are mamzerim. So the Gemara says, "I hafi v'kula tanai da'alma nami lo tinsiv nimam lo makayim lo tanai v'nimsa get batel ben emam zeirin." So if that's the case, so nobody should ever marry with any tanai. In other words, the Gemara takes it, everybody agrees that you can have a tanai and a get. You can have a tanai. This is your get on condition that you don't drink wine for a year or something like that. And that's a good get. So, but nobody should ever be able to marry anybody with a get like that, because then if they marry and have kids, the kids will be mamzerim. So Hainapircha. So the Gemara says, yeah, in other words, he says it can't be the Torah would have created a situation like this. Yeah, but it is no consumer work with this. Hainapircha, that's a kasha against it. Uvamai, so within that pircha, how did Rabbi Akiva understand it? Ilan b'chutz b'shashari, Reb Lezer. If he said, b'chutz, so Reb Lezer says, then fine, let's go back to the good Beth Ruvain. The Tanya Motor Reb Lezer, we have this above. Megar shad yishov amar la harei muter l'chol adam chutz b'ploni. Reb Lezer agrees that if I say you're permissible to everybody except for ploni, l'chav ben yitzeit l'chav ben ashuk, ben yit arm alone, gar shah shemuter l'zeh shenez r'alav. That all bets are off. If it's b'chutz, then she marries somebody else, then she's under no limitation. Ella ma'almanat. So that question goes that he understood it almanat. Now, davar acher, now Rabbi Akiva has another question. So it's going to come out, this question is chutz. Davar acher, hareshia zesh nesrelav kohen. Let's say Reuven was a kohen, umeit hamagarish. And then Yaakov, after giving Rachel the get, he dies. Renimset almana etzlo grusha etzlo kol adam. Will it not emerge that Rachel, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, is a grusha, right? Because she got to get. And vis-a-vis Reuven, she's an almana. Everybody got that? Okay. So but the metzias is we're going to carry out the Easter grusha even to Reuven. In other words, even though she's a grusha vis-a-vis the world, but she's got the kol shem grusha. So she can't marry Reuven, mitam grusha. So the kal v'chomer. So it's a kal v'chomer he wants to say, if I'm going to carry over the kal v'chomer grusha to Reuven, so vis-a-vis Reuven, she was an Eshet Ish when she was divorced. So then I'm going to carry over the kal v'chomer Eshet Ish. The kal v'chomer, uma grusha she kala asur mishum tzad gerushin shabbah. Grusha is not such a famor prohibition, it was lav, but nevertheless, Reuven is covered with it. He says, Eshet Ish chamura. So if that's true, so Eshet Ish, which is even more chamor, that's a chiyuv mita, he says, lo koshkin, that should also carry through. Again, the Tana Reb Lezer says, if I divorce a woman and I say that you are, you know, you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven, Tana Reb Lezer holds that's a good get. That's the first result. Okay. So this is a question Rabbi keeps asking against him. How could that make sense? When he gives her the get, so what's her chal shame vis-a-vis Reuven? So the answer is grusha. In other words, if she's grusha from 99% of the world, she's a grusha of Reuven as well. So if she's grusha, chal shame grusha carries over to Reuven, so vis-a-vis Reuven, she's an Eshet Ish. She's not divorced because she's prohibited marrying him. So then that should carry out to everybody else in the world as well. So that doesn't make sense. That's where Rabbi Akiva's kasha against Reb Lezer. Ubamai. How does Rabbi Akiva understand this question, Reb Lezer? Ilim ba'almanat. If he understands that he gave the force almanat, top line on Pigim obeys. Hare grusha etzlo biznut. So if it's almanat, if it's almanat. Right. So the chal u'shem grusha is even chal not for everybody in the world, but even directly on Reuven. In other words, Reuven might think of having a tryst with her. So in almanat, there's no prohibition mitzad Yaakov that they can't shack over one night. So, but mitam grusha, she would be a grusha vis-a-vis him. So the question doesn't hold water. In other words, he's trying to learn a case where the chal u'shem grusha applies to everybody in the world, but it's carried over by extension to Reuven. Here's not carried over by extension. In Akinami, it's she's a grusha, you know, front and center. Ela b'chutz. So must be that within that question, then so b'chutz. Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara says a line one. Rabbi Akiva ichutz v'irlei. If he holds, what is Rabbi Akiva understanding? Rabbi Elazar be saying, if he understands that he said chutz, lo tiv chutz. So he asks the second question. Be almanat v'irlei. And if he holds that Rabbi Elazar said almanat, lo tiv almanat. He should ask the first question. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva shmi'alei de'ikat amar chutz. Rabbi Akiva heard that there's an opinion that holds that the Tanna Rabbi Elazar says chutz, and Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar. The ikat amar almanat, and the other person said almanat. Manda amar chutz, hi pircha. So the one who says chutz, so he does the second question. Manda amar almanat, hi pircha. And then for the first, the other one, he has the first question. Now, the Gemara says, umay pircha. Now we said that Rava said they all have like a vulnerability. Everyone who's asking kasha are vulnerable, except for Blasim and Azaria. Umay pircha, so what's the vulnerability in Rabbi Akiva's question? The first question, when you had a vulnerability, what's the vulnerability in the second question? Inema Iser Kunashani. So maybe you'll say like this. The linchpin of this question is that if I see that Kahuna is carried over to Reuven, so Eshani should be carried over to everybody else in the world. But maybe Iser Kahuna is more chamor. In other words, Iser Kahuna were more stringent with Isere Kahuna. He says, Harablezer Namami Iser Kahuna Kamaitilei. But that doesn't make sense because Rabbi Elazar learned, according to the way we're understanding right now, his whole shita that from Easter Kahuna. It says, so if he's learning the whole din from Grusha, from the Grusha, we can't say that, you know, that Grusha is like an outlier, that's more chamur. So the Gemara says, Rava, Yerbiyana, Mishum Salkena Chad Makamad. So Rava, when he said they all have pirchas, he, Rava, understood that Rabbi Elazar is learning out his svara from Biyatsam B'Toba Al-Chabai Tal Yishacher. In other words, that pasuk is Afilo Hitira Yishacher. In other words, Rabbi Elazar learns from that pasuk that even if he was matur to one person in the world, so then she's permissible, that I can have a get, not, you know, that's not permissible for everybody in the world. Nothing to do with Kahuna. So within that understanding, the kasha would be, and say, yeah, Kuna is more chamur than other things, than Eishes Ish in a certain respect. And so Mela, that would be the pircha against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's kabachomer is, if it's true by Grusha that I'm carrying over the Chalushem Grusha to Reuven, so Al Chas Kamu Kama, I'm going to carry over the Chalushem Eishes Ish to everybody else in the world. But if Grusha is more chamur, and in certain ways it is more chamur, so then, right, it's more chamur, it's just for Konim, but it has more chumras in it. So then, if it's more chamor, then the kavachomer falls away because it's kavachomer. So the words, how could I say it's falling away? But Rabbi Elazar learns his old din, he learns from the pasuk konin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, who says everybody has a pircha, he learns that Rabbi Elazar learns it from pasuk, nothing to do with konin, and that would be the pircha. Okay, we have 30 seconds for questions, and I got to run. Any questions? What's up? No. What's the next question? I'm glad you answered your own question. Okay, that's it. Okay, let's go. Although today, Karen Durbino Gershom, it has to be with her consent, but me didn't derise in that. Okay. Okay. According to the Torah. Okay, now, online. Wait, what's that? Wait, say again, which? Yeah. Because if it's almanat, in other words, the idea was that the din grusha is really by everybody else in the world, not by Reuven. But if it's almanat, so is she allowed to have a layover with Reuven outside of marriage? So then is she a grusha then to him? She is a grusha to him at that point in time. In other words, the fact that he's, that in other words, he gives her the get, and he says, you're permissible to everybody on condition that you never marry Reuven. So she gets a chalas shame of a grusha vis-a-vis Reuven. So that's it. Okay, that's the kasha. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, where the two dots, A lines down on Pigon and Bay. Is everybody with me? Okay, now again, Amar Lehen Rabbi Yeshua, he meshivin and Hari la Karmita. So Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't, you know, ask kashas against Gadol after he's no longer dead, meaning he's not around to respond to us. the name of Rabbi Shua Kibati Sfirle. It sounds like Rabbi Shua agrees with Reb Lezer. In other words, he's defending Reb Lezer, who's no longer alive. He says, how can you ask all these questions like the person's not alive to respond to them? But you not mean for a chaparet, but Rabbi Shua himself had questions against him. So Haki Kamar Lahu. This is what Rabbi Shua was saying to the Chachamim. Ladidi Nami Idli Piricha. I also have a kasha against him. Miu, mainly Didi, mainly did who, but whether it's me or you, Aim Ashivan Arila Karmita. We can't ask these questions after the person's not alive anymore and he's not around to respond. Umay Piricha to Rabbi Yeshua. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's kasha? We didn't quote the question yet. This is, it's tricky. The word Piricha is used like in different ways. And was Piricha is a kasha against Reb Lezer, and Piricha is a kasha that demolishes the word question. Okay, please. Okay. So it says, Umay Piricha to Rabbi Yeshua. All right, what's Rabbi Yeshua's question? The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua, Makish Kodmei Havaya Shniya, Kodmei Havaya Rishona. The Torah equates her status before marriage number one to her status before marriage number two. Now, Rashi quotes the Pasuk. It says, where's the Rashi? He says, one second. He says, Kikach Ishisha, that's Kiddushin Rishon, and then Vahitabi Ishacher, and then she marries somebody else. So it's like a parallelism set up. Ma Kodmei back in the Gemara, Ma Kodmei Havaya Rishon at Loagida Bein Shachrina, just like before her first marriage to anybody, she's not in any way connected to anybody else in the world. Af Kodmei Havaya Shniya at Loagida Bein Shachrina. So too, she can't be connected to anybody before the second marriage either. That's Kasha against Tana Reb Lezer. Okay, so Gufa, so the Gemara says earlier we quoted Motor Reb Lezer Makarish Ishto, and Tana Reb Lezer agrees that when the person divorces his wife, Ploni, and this is that you're permissible to everybody except for Ploni, and then she marries somebody Zvulun, and it's Armelon and Garsha, and then she's widowed or divorced, Shemuter Lezeshin Esrala, that the Tana Reb Lezer would agree if it's chutz, then all bets are off once she married somebody else. Yeshiva Reb Shimon Lazar, Chuba the Dibri Reb Lezer. So Reb Shimon Lazar had a rejoinder to that. He says, where do we ever see that one person creates an Isur, meaning husband number one, Yaakov, creates an Isur, and then husband number two, it was Zvulun, creates a Heter? That's what he's saying. The Tana Reb Lezer, he's asking within Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer agrees if Yaakov says you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven, and then Rachel, his wife, the former wife, goes to marry Zvulun, and then that marriage ends either through divorce or death on the husband's part, so then she's permissible to everybody in the world. Where do we see this one creates the Isur, this creates the Heter? Below, we never see anything like that. Where Yavama, the Baal Oser, Yavamatir. What about by Yibam? The husband created an Isur when he was Makadishur, and then Yavam is Matir her when he does the Chalitza. In other words, the husband, you know, then the husband dies, creates the Isur, and then the Yavam, he does the Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Hatam Yavam Ka'asrava. He says, no, over there, the Yavam is creating the Isur. Dimi Baal Ashar Yavakaima. He says, it was vis-a-vis the husband, it should be permissible. He's dead, not around. The fact that the Yavam is around, that creates the Isur. In other words, the husband dies, and her brother-in-law survives him. So that creates the Isur. And then the brother-in-law creates the Heter. He gives her Chalitza. So no, he's saying the Isur is not created by the husband. It's created by the brother. That's what the Gemara is saying. So it's the same person creating the Isur, creating the Heter. So the Gemara says, Hare Nedarim. What about Din by Nedarim, vows? The Noder Oser, the person who makes the vow, he creates the Isur, but Chacham Matir, and Chacham is Matir. So Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, in Chacham Matir Klum, Ela B'Charata. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Chacham is only Matir through Charata. Charata is that the person, you know, says that, you know, he says, had I realized this and this, I never would have made the Neder. So that's not viewed as really the Chacham being Matir. Let's take a look at Rashi, 10 lines to the bottom. In the narrow lines, so it comes out, it was never a netter in the beginning. That's what it comes out. Now, so wait, like 3 minutes and we'll pause. What about when a wife makes a nether or a shua, and the husband is mayfair the nether? He says the ishano deret ubal mayfair. Hatam to Rav Pinchas mishmei the rabba. Like Rav Pinchas in the lineage of rabba, damar Rav Pinchas mishmei the rabba. Kulano deret al dar bala. He no deret. Whoever makes a nether does it subject to the husband's will. So in other words, so from the beginning it's built into a nether that way. So we look at Rashi, Menashe, Yirtzeh, Abim, Lav, Lo, Yehi, Neder. Anyway, the point is not one and then another. It's like from the get-go, it's built in. I have to finish the daf. I hope you'll excuse me. Let me finish the daf. We have time. We'll talk, okay? So now, 10 lines, 20 lines from the bottom. Then Reb Elazar ben Azariah ba'amar. So now, Reb Elazar ben Azariah is the one we said there's no pirchas. He said, Krita devar korid beino lebeina. I need something that divides, like cuts off the relationship between the both of them. Like finished. I'm done with him. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he darshens from the word kritut, that if I divorce you, you know, from everybody except for Reuven, that's not kritus, because I still have like some power over you. This is Rabbanan, I kritut mayav, dilay. So the Chachamim, what do they learn with the word from the word kritut? Mibailuhu lechtatanya, hareza giteich, if a person divorces his wife on condition that you won't drink wine, you won't go to back to your father's house, Leolam, if he says it's forever, ain't zakrita. Shloshim yom or ain't zakrita. The Idach, the other one, which is Rav Elazar ben Azariah, mikare krita nafka. That he agrees with that limud. The limud is because it could have said kare, sefer kare, it said sefer kritut, but he also holds, Rav Elazar ben Azariah does, that kare kritut. That prohibits a type of divorce the way Reb Elazar endorses. Vida kari krita lo dorsi. The ones don't darsh them that way. Now, let me just finish off the Gemara and then we'll see where we are. Now, four lines above it gets wide. Now, Amar Rabba, Hareza Giteich, Amanash lo tishtiyayin, Koyime Chayai, means a krita. Now, let's say a person gives a get to his wife, says, this is your get, on condition that you never drink wine during my lifetime. That's not a get. Koyime Chayai Ploni. But if he says, or in the lifetime of, you know, Joe, I raise a creature. So Gemara says, Maishana Chayi Ploni, why is it good if I say, as long as Joe's around? Maishana Chayi Ploni, the Dilma Ma'idim and Kaimalei the Chai. Must be because Joe could drop dead, and then there's no connection between us. In other words, I say, you're divorced, as long as you don't drink wine, as long as Joe is alive, so Joe may not survive Rachel or the wife. And then there's a coming point in time when there's no connection between the two of them. So nami dilma. So then if he says by his own life, it would be the same thing. On the first white line, Ela Ema Koime. Rather, what he meant was like this. If I say this is your get, as long as you don't drink wine during your entire life, that's not a get. But Koime Chayai or Chaye Ploni, but if I say you don't drink that during my life or Ploni's life, Hareza Krita. That's kritut because it could terminate. In other words, if I say you'll never drink wine your whole life, she's never done with me. But if I say as long as I'm alive or as long as Pony is alive, so then it could come a point in time when she's totally done with the husband. That would be kritut. Okay. Now the second wide line on. All right. Let me pause for 30 seconds. People had some questions before. We have 1 or 2 minutes for questions. Go. What? Wait. Say again. Repeat. I don't understand what you're talking about. Money. Money is released in the Shemitah year. So what's the question?
That's going away.
Okay. The Gemara was talking about. Where do we see that one person creates the Isur, another person creates the Heter? That was it. Where was it? One entity creates the Isur, another creates the Heter. So, I mean, what you're talking about isn't even Isur of a Heter. You're talking about just release of a debt. So it's a different thing. Okay. One. We said that the Kasha was... where do we see that one? We said that that wasn't the case here. He says, where do we ever see that one person creates an Easter? And right. So that, That kasha is in place. That kasha remained in place. Okay? So now, back in the Gemara, on the second very wide line downstairs. Okay? Now, Vayimine Rav Amir Rav Nachman. Rav posed the following question to Rav Nachman. Hayom Yer Ishti Umachar Ishti Mahu. Let's say a person gives a get to his wife, and he says, today, you're divorced from me, but tomorrow, you're married to me. In other words, this is going to be a short divorce, a short-term divorce. In other words, I'm giving you the get, but it's only effective for today, not for tomorrow. So Gemara is, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Tibai the Reb Lezer, Tibai the Rabbanan. You can ask this question within the Shita Tana Reb Lezer. Lezer says, I can divorce somebody and hold back a little bit. And the Chachamim say, I can't do that. Tibai the Reb Lezer, not Kamu Kamar Reb Lezer HaTam. I could say the Reb Lezer only says in the Mishnah, you're muter everybody except for Ruvain, El Dilaman de Kashari, Kashar the Olam. But the person that you're permissible, you're totally permissible forever. He says, about Hakalo. Here, even, in other words, I'm saying you're permissible for 24 hours. Even the Tana Reb Lezer would say, possibly that's not a good get at all. Even though he holds, I could say you're permissible to everybody except for Ploni, but that's more permissibility over there than here. Odilma Loshana, or perhaps maybe the Tana Reb Lezer would subscribe to this. Maybe he would say, you're divorced. Now, in the Havamina, I think that Reb Lezer would say that that you're a free woman for one day, and then it's over. He says, Tibai the Rabbanan, and you can ask Kash within the Shita Chachamim, Umechulak with Reb Lezer. Ad kolik Rabbanan Hatam, it'll lo paskim ine legamre. I would say that in the Mishnah, but she's never done with him completely. In other words, I say, you're mutter to everybody except for Ruvain. So if I'm saying that's not a divorce, because you're holding Abal Hacha came into Pascha, but here he says, you're totally divorced from me tomorrow. Now, within the Sheet of the Chachamim, we think that they would hold that if he would say this, she would be totally divorced without limitation. So if he gave her a get like that, you know, for good, she would be for good. That's what we think. So Bata Dabaya Hadar Pashta. So after Rava asked the question, he, Rava, was able to answer the question on top line on Pidal and Manalev. Mistabra, Bein the Reb Lezer, Bein the Rabbanan, came into Pascha. And it's Mistaber that if a person gives a get like that, whether it's the Chachamim or Reb Lezer, came into Pascha, and Tosos says, on top line, Tosos, Perish, Unugureshet Liolam, and she's divorced from everybody forever. He says, Ba'abal Gav, Dilamai, Dabai, Lamema, Reb Lezer, O Dilma, so Tosafot says in the Maskana, we think that he gave her a get, says you're totally divorced from me, that's it. It's you're totally, in other words, and you're totally right. In other words, you're totally divorced from me for today, tomorrow not. You're divorced, Yes. And it was like you can't be pregnant, you're not partially pregnant. You're done. Your history. Okay. Let me. Okay. Right. Been there.